subject of the noun abstractly, and 3 West African countries to fit UN top 4.
The West African News with Natasha Moon.
Another news in detail. As the country approaches next year's general election, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has appealed to President Hage Geingob not to relent in his efforts to maintain law and order by taking a firm stance against illegal mining activities and unlawful land allocation. Organization Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has recommended that the Ministries of Mines and Home Affairs work closely with the duty agencies to arrest and prosecute foreigners involved in illegal mining operations. He has also urged the Commonwealth Provincial Minister to urgently address the issue of illegal land allocation, particularly in areas such as Kitwe District, where reports of county officials and suspected political cadres invading private farms and illegal allocating land are deeply concerning and should not be tolerated. Mr. Ngoma has emphasized that by taking decisive action against illegal mining and land encroachment, Zambia can foster responsible economic practices, safeguard its national resources, and ensure that the benefits are shared among all citizens.
As the country approaches next year's general election, IPAC appeals to President Hage Geingob not to relent in his efforts to maintain order and stability by not entertaining illegal mining activities and illegal land activities in the country. We also urge the Provincial Minister of Copperbelt to address the issue of illegal land allocation, particularly in areas like the Kitwe District, where reports of council officials and suspected cadres are invading people's farms and allocating land on site are concerning and not to be entertained. By taking a firm stance against illegal mining and land allocation in Zambia, Zambia can promote responsible economic activities.
Zambians from all walks of life have taken social media to mourn the death of renowned actor and comedian Robert Mugabe, popularly known as Mwenyezi, who passed away last evening. Many have described his death as shocking and a significant loss to the Zambian film industry. Vice President Ntarimo Mnangagwa, in a heartfelt tribute on Facebook, saying Mwenyezi's storytelling captured Zambia's shared experiences and evoked memories of how he found him in Kakuta village, describing his passing as shocking. Meanwhile, some Lusaka residents have told Vatican News that his death has robbed the nation of a gifted storyteller whose humor brought families together.
A very good man, very inspiring he is, and we will be remembering him.
Oh, when I
should
be
his death was confirmed in a Facebook post last evening by his brother and fellow actor, Paul Mwaki. The Energy Regulation Board has dispelled assertions that there are fuel shortages across the country. Speaking when he appeared on Hurricane Breakfast Show, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Strome has disclosed that as of yesterday, the stock for diesel stood at 46 million litres against the daily demand of 4.5 million litres, while petrol stood at 12 million litres against the daily demand of 1.6 million litres. Engineer Strome has also disclosed that 653 filling stations were monitored, with 959 having both petrol and diesel, indicating a 92.2% availability of these commodities. He has since assured the public that there is no indication of fuel shortage in the country, adding that there is adequate stock of both petrol and diesel.
I just want to basically dispel the alarmist narrative
that we have a fuel crisis in this country. That is far from the truth, and we do monitor the fuel supply situation across the country. And as I speak to you right now, yesterday it was just like this country had a diesel stock of about 46 million liters. This is against the daily demand of 4.5 million. In terms of petrol, we had 4 million liters against the daily demand of 1.6 million liters.
Government has announced that Mutanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited, LGWSC, has successfully restored the supply of safe and treated water to Zambia Road compound in Kagwe following a recent contamination incident. In a statement, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Tuoni said the ministry working in close collaboration with the utility company immediately initiated comprehensive water sampling to assess the extent of the problem. Mr. Tuoni has revealed that the cause of contamination was traced to a 120 meter section of pipeline, which is currently being replaced due to advanced wear and tear. He says to safeguard public health, the affected network was flushed and disinfected, and routine water quality sampling and testing are ongoing to ensure the continued safety of the water supply. Ms. Tanchini has added that 16 properties remain temporarily disconnected as they are directly connected to the compromised section of pipeline, and that the company has deployed a water bowser to provide safe drinking water to the affected households.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Green Party President Peter Mutamba has criticized the UPND administration's budgeting practices, accusing it of consistently exceeding planned expenditures and frequently returning to Parliament for supplementary budgets. Mr. Mutamba says this trend points to poor planning and lack of financial discipline within the current administration. He has stated that the repeated reliance on supplementary budgets indicates a weak understanding of the country's actual economic conditions and raises serious concerns about the government's fiscal responsibility. Looking ahead to the 2026 national budget presentation, Mr. Mutamba has expressed skepticism, stating that even if the Minister of Finance presents a well-structured plan, it is unlikely to reflect practical realities if the current pattern continues.
We have problems with the budgeting system in the central government. So they tend to overrun their budget and then they come to seek further approvals of supplementary budget, which sometimes grants almost half of the budget for the year. So that is just an indication that the positions are wrong, or these people don't seem to know what is happening. They are just sanctified, and therefore the budget is not standing up with what is on the ground. It is the minister going to present his budget. We have no guarantee that the number will be quite reasonable for us.
Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger have announced they will immediately withdraw from the International Criminal Court, ICC, labeling it an instrument of neo-colonialist oppression. The three military-led countries issued a joint statement saying they would not recognize the authority of the United Nations Court based in The Hague. The three leaders say the ICC has proven itself incapable of handling and prosecuting proven war crimes, crimes against humanity, crimes of genocide, and crimes of aggression. The BBC has more on other global stories.
There's been no letter to Israel as a country in Gaza City, and it's not countries formally recognized the Palestinian state of the United Nations. Israeli military forces have taken up new positions in the city center, while artillery shelling